This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. An Arkansas House committee has rejected legislation that would have eased the state's restrictions on the use of deadly force in self-defense. The House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday rejected the so-called Stand Your Ground Senate Bill 24 proposal that would have removed the duty to retreat requirement in confrontations. Representative Aaron Pilkington, Republican from Knoxville, was one of the House sponsors for the bill.
We work with the Arkansas Prosecutors Association, Sheriff's Association, and Chief of Police to create a bill that we feel adequately gives Arkansas the ability to defend themselves and at the same time takes into consideration law enforcement's concerns.
When the bill sponsors were asked by Representative Nicole Clowney, Democrat from Fayetteville, if Arkansas law enforcement agencies had contacted the legislature over a need for a Stand Your Ground bill, they said they had not. Currently, the Arkansas Prosecutors Association and the Sheriff's Association are neutral on the bill. Representative Clowney expanded on this by explaining the results of a 2020 Arkansas poll, which showed a majority are against changing state gun laws.
Over 50% of Arkansas voters want no change in our gun laws. So I do think we need to be careful about making broad generalizations like that.
According to the University of Arkansas poll, 30% of Arkansans surveyed wanted stricter gun laws, while 17% wanted less strict. So after hearing 3 hours of testimony, the Senate-backed bill failed on a voice vote. You're listening to Red River Radio News.